This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. An effort to help the nation's homeless is gaining steam. It's called replating. You put your wrapped leftovers on a garbage receptacle, and then the homeless can take the food as they walk by. Other people simply feed the homeless in public parks, and now in some cities are discovering they're violating the law. NPR's Libby Lewis went to Cincinnati to see how some do-gooders there have gotten around one such law.
Call it feed the meter, feed the homeless. Two quarters gets you 2 hours in the parking spaces next to the city park, where it's now illegal to feed the homeless. Instead of parking cars in their spaces, church volunteers park long tables. On the tables go big aluminum trays heaped with sausage and corn, macaroni and cheese, salad, cookies and tea. Bob McGonigal cuts through the fallen oak leaves in Washington Park to give people a heads up about lunch.
Hey, we're going to have a feed over here in a minute, guys.
McGonigal's a sexton at a Cincinnati church. He used to be homeless. His partners are a group of local pastors and volunteers. With a big homeless shelter down the street and drug treatment and mental health services nearby, Washington Park is ground zero for the city's homeless. For years, charity groups fed homeless people here around the tall oaks and the old bandstand. That is, until the summer before last. That's when city park officials said they wanted to cut down on trash and debris and encourage other citizens of the city to use the park. So they made it technically illegal for charity groups to feed homeless people inside Washington Park. Dozens of cities have passed similar restrictions. In Las Vegas, the city has issued citations to people who feed homeless people. In Orlando, the city prosecuted a man who was feeding homeless people in a city park without a permit.
Trial in Orlando. Eric Montanez is the first man to face a jury for feeding the homeless. General Ryan's Jeff.
The jury found him not guilty. Cincinnati's taking a softer approach than Orlando.
Well, we try to be reasonable here.
That's Cincinnati Mayor Mark Mallory.
You know, I think that the police officers in the area are going to approach the situation with some compassion. Obviously, you know, we don't want to be in a situation where we are arresting people for attempting to feed other people in the park.
Hungry?
Yeah. No mac and cheese? Okay, how about some corn?
Tray or plate, sir.
These church folks say not all hungry people will eat at a shelter, and they believe these meals are an important way to let people from different backgrounds mix. But the city has big plans for this area. Construction has started on a new performing arts school, and some of the historic buildings are being turned into condos. Mark Young is pastor of a church just across the river. He and the other pastors here believe the feeding restrictions are part of a larger plan to push the homeless out of the neighborhood.
If you look around all the building, the new construction, this area, they're really trying to spruce this area up, and they want these folks out of here. And when we come, you know, we attract people who are hungry, and that's not who they want here.
Richard Peppers thinks that's the plan, too. He's in line for lunch. He's a drug addict. He's been staying at the big shelter called the Drop-In Center.
Eventually, when they build a new school down here, the drop-in is going to be moved.
Then, Pepper says, all the homeless people will move, too. Mayor Mallory says it's not his vision to move all the homeless people out, but he does back a plan to move some social services for the homeless away from the area. Homeless advocates fear those words, but not business owners. Lisa Yunker owns a city garden shop around the corner from Washington Park. She says it's hard to keep up business with so many poor people asking her for help.
Okay, well, here's a dollar, and the problem is you do that once, and then the next day you have three people come by, and then the next day you have four to five people come by.
Sometimes, she says, it just gets overwhelming. Libby Lewis, NPR News.